Welcome back. It's Lori. It's Julia.
But not Lori.
It's Brittany. It's Brittany Witch. We haven't played that in a long time.
You know what? It's Lori's wannabe. I wish I could be Lori. I've been impressing her in the double wide lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is that what you're calling it?
He saw me do that tripod headstand, and she said, okay, fine, I'm impressed. Okay. After doing 40,000 things to try to impress her.
Okay, so Brittany's here in the office, you know, helping out in other ways.
Yeah, watering the plants.
Planting the plants. She's vacuuming. Mm-hmm. She's getting us ice from the cafeteria.
When I forget.
Yeah, and so the other day, which might have been just yesterday. Was it just yesterday that you decided to do the headstand?
I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before.
I think it was just yesterday, Grant. So you're just like, and your voice travels.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying it. That's the way my mom says.
It carries.
It carries.
Thank you.
It carries. We don't need the wind to take it anywhere.
But that day I wasn't being loud and annoying.
You said it, not me.
Because that day I was editing video and I was quiet all day and I was like, hey, you guys, we're going to film a video at 2. Mm-hmm. And you guys, one thing you're going to learn about LoJ when they enter the world, they love filming videos.
We can't wait to get the camera on us.
I take on a toddler mentality.
This is wink, wink, wink.
When I have to film LoJ, I go, hey, just a heads up, you guys. It's Monday. We're going to film on Wednesday. And then on Tuesday, I say, hey, guys, just a heads up. It's Tuesday.
You really do.
We're going to film on Wednesday.
You really do.
Because this is what I learned from toddler classes.
You can tell,
yeah, you have to continue. And then go, hey, guys, we're going to film a video. Do you want to do it at 2 or do you want to do
it
at
1?
You
really do this.
And then
it makes us sound like monsters because
you're not. It's just I get it. You guys are actually planning a show, but it's so funny. So then it was time to film. And so I was like, how am I going to get their attention? So I started singing. I started this. I started that. And Lori goes, you know, you're not a good singer. And I go, now game on.
Like, right.
The amount that I love Lori's approval and like it's, can't stop. Like,
it's hysterical.
She just cracks me up.
It's
like,
hysterical.
Nobody talks to me. Like, Lori is so funny. And she's so blunt, and I love it.
Blunt.
And I eat it up.
And
when she gave me approval finally, she goes, okay, that tribe. She gave this like side look where she's like, I was actually kind of impressed with that tripod headstand.
So what she does is she's got jeans on. She's got a button shirt that's short that doesn't tuck in. Mm-hmm. Q is sitting right there watching like 1 foot away from your butt. Mm-hmm. And I'm half a foot away from it. Yeah. And Lori is right there.
Yeah.
And she tries to do this thing and your shirt goes up.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. I had the front tucked.
And Lori's like, should I be worried for you? You're like, no, it's fine.
And I did it, and she was impressed.
She was for a half second.
And that's all I need. I called my mom that night, and I said, Mom, lose my number. I have Lori's approval. I don't need anything from you. I said, Beverly, don't tell me I'm a good kid. I don't need you anymore.
We miss Beverly. She's been gone a long time.
I know. I talked to her the other day, and I said, just a heads up. I'm not supposed to tell you I miss you, but I miss you. But you come home whenever, and so hopefully we'll get her. We did watch a new show last night.
Okay,
I'm behind because everybody's already watched it.
Yes,
but we watched the first episode of Baby Reindeer.
Oh,
and Grant, you've watched it, right?
Just one, yes, that's it. Or two.
Phyllis, Lori's just watched one. No one. It doesn't feel like anyone wants to watch more than that.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was interesting. I thought. They explain, I'm told I'll even understand the dynamic more between them two, like two is when you learn more about his past. But I already get it. As somebody who has trouble with boundaries and telling people no or like,
oh yeah,
don't.
Is that you?
I liked it. I think there's something there where I go, this is going to be a fun little roller coaster. I mean, I've heard more and more that it's sick as all heck.
Yeah. Well, the woman who thinks the stalker character in Baby Reindeer is based on her is considering suing the show's creator for defamation.
Yeah.
Really? Is that like a...
This is just...
But here's the thing. I don't know, because enough things were changed, that I don't know if you can... You get to tell your story. The whole world is built on you get to tell your story. So if somebody's telling their world, their version, you know, their story...
Yeah.
Do you really get to say, hey, that's not your experience? I don't know. I don't think so.
No. I didn't even...
I just don't want to know this story, I don't think.
I think it's going to get.
Speaking of reindeer, it's got to be worth it, though. What did you just say?
It's got to be. I mean, it's so many people watching. 98%, 100%. I mean, it's getting crazy good reviews.
I'm cramping, people. If you're following from the beginning of the show, I'm cramping.
Oh no.
So yesterday.
Oh no. Do you have any stories about reindeer?
This is so wild. So I'm driving down. Right outside of the Highland Village yesterday.
Yeah.
Literally right outside of Highland Village. And I'm driving towards River Road. I'm going to visit my mom.
Love that road.
And all of a sudden, I mean, like, this is a busy street in St. Paul.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, four reindeer.
Not four, but four.
Four reindeer.
Oh, real reindeer? Reindeer?
Well, not reindeer. I'm just saying deer. Oh, deer. Okay. There were deers. But four deers come in front of the car, and I'm like, are you kidding me? What are they doing? It was the most wild thing. I've never seen it. And then they're like stuck in a driveway, and they don't know where to go.
I know, yeah.
And we're like four blocks up from the river.
Wow.
And I'm like, these poor reindeers. They needed these four deers. I'm just calling them reindeers.
Did you offer them a ride?
I was, you know, I wanted to kind of get out of my car and kind of help them go through the garage area.
They're just sitting there like, help.
Yeah. Help me.
Has anybody else noticed the amount of, like, I know we always talk about turkeys.
But there's one, they're everywhere.
They're more than in the past.
That is actually like a dinosaur looking you straight in the eye.
Yes.
When you drive by a turkey and they're like 10 feet away from you, you go, I can't believe we let these things roam around. You make eye contact with it.
I'm out.
This is a science experiment gone wrong. Yeah. What are you? I bet they're as tall as Julia.
Oh, they're massive.
Well, the ostrich I saw after the deer was. I'm just kidding. The deer freaked me out. Right in the busy street. This is the middle of St. Paul, you know?
Yeah.
It was weird. I felt bad for him.
We get them in our cul-de-sac sometime, and
I get them in the burbs. I get them in my yard all the time, but this was right in Highland Village, basically.
And I'm like, you don't believe in, like, city deer?
No.
Wow. Division of deer and city.
There is. All right.
Wow. All right. Hot take here.
Oh, dear. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Gang, it's Julia here for Learning Rx, which is just changing people's lives all the time through their one-on-one brain training. Summer's starting and it isn't started yet. It hasn't started yet. There's a month left of school, I believe, but it is going to start. And one of the things is like, oh gosh, if you're a parent and that last school year kind of stunk and you're like, I can't go through it again. So maybe you've signed up your child for tutoring or something or summer school or something. There is, you know, there's a reason why it's not taking, because tutoring is just giving subject matters to people. And if you say it again and repeat it, you think they're going to learn. But a lot of times it's something else. It's the cognitive part of their brain that isn't grasping it, isn't understanding the sounds, isn't able to hold on to it, isn't able to retrieve it, whatever it is. But that is all found out in a 1-hour assessment at LearningRx, which is so well worth it. Call them today. Mention Lori and Julia.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
like our show hasn't been completely random today, I hope you give us some good stuff because we've just been blah, blah, blah.
Now it's relying on me?
I am.
You're the seasoned professional.
I'm relying on you.
I'm the one who waters the plants.
I know.
Okay.
And vacuums.
Believe it or not, emojis have only commonly used for about 10 years now. So if you're in your mid-30s or older, there's probably time where you've reused every single one of them. Don't worry, we're coming up with a new thing called audible emojis.
Okay.
What are these?
I started listening to this morning on Don and Steve, but yeah. I had to get out of my car.
It made me laugh because I just think it's so... Okay, well, the idea of it is we're on a phone call, right?
Okay.
You and I are talking. Now,
yes.
Tell me something sad.
Oh, I'm so sad. I have gas. So it would be out loud?
Yeah, it would be.
Is it automatic?
Push a button. I push a button.
Oh, so you would do sound effects to make our conversation more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me another random thing.
Oh, my gosh. I lost at pickleball.
Whoa, what?
Okay.
Hey, that's crazy. Not like my first one was a button I pushed.
Okay.
And then we would continue to go on.
Okay, I would be so pissed at you if you're doing sound. I would only do this, like, to bug my kids.
Right? No. Just imagine me just the whole time just...
Right. No, I would just.
I mean, just you have the ability to just push a button to interrupt the combo. Not a fan.
FaceTime is advanced enough for me. I do not need sound effects to make my conversations more interesting.
Tell me that your dog has cancer.
My dog has cancer that I don't have.
Girl, that crazy.
It's Brittany Witch.
That's one you need.
I mean, I can see.
Who is this?
But I can see in a text message if your emojis made sounds, because that would be funny.
Yeah.
That would be,
would be funny. I could see it in a text. All of a sudden, I get the winky eye, and I said, I'm winking at you, or it said something like,
I like that.
I just said.
I think that'd be fun, not in a phone conversation.
I just sent Donna this.
Okay. Look at your on art.
I'm not interested.
Uh-huh.
I'm not interested, which I feel like is a good one.
She says that. That's a good one. But I mean, so you're talking to Donna on the phone and all of a sudden she's going to take the time. First of all, half the phone calls are in your cars because you can do it while you're driving.
Yeah. Tell me something that you know I'd be bored about. And this is how I will do. I'll do my audible emoji right now.
All right. So I'm taking this new math class and I'm really excited about long division.
I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to cut me off and with someone's, I don't like it.
I don't either.
How do you send the middle finger? And it says, I'm the middle finger.
So how we feel about audible emojis are like this.
I'm not interested.
No.
All right.
No. How you feel about it is I hope you put on your phone. Why?
What? I would for sure.
Hey, Julia, why?
Why? It's so good.
That would be a good
one. I mean, that would be what. But seriously, I think it'd be funny in a text message. You know, if you're sending emojis, like something cute.
Agreed.
But I don't understand on a phone call. First of all, some phone calls are so difficult with people in general.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm giving you my mother. You know, but you know, and so if there was a way to throw another crap, oh my gosh.
Listen, it's random thoughts, so I'm glad we can go off in this tangent. Uh-huh. I love my mom and my stepdad stay with us a lot.
Because they
sold their Woodbury house. They still have a cabin in Wisconsin, but when they come back from Florida, we're kind of their home base, which I love.
I love that too.
One thing that might irk me, if I'm going to be honest here, one small detail is, they've decided that speakerphone is the only way to talk.
My parents are the same way.
Not in the house with you there. Go out on the deck.
Literally on the same couch. One time I was in between them, both on speakerphone on the same couch, having different phone calls they were both on speakerphone. And I go, am I on the floor of the
that's absurd.
The stock market?
Oh.
What is happening?
Oh, that would make me hyperventilate.
It's the only.
Well, you could know the last complaint was last time they were here, they didn't bring their cords.
Okay, but who's keeping track?
Well, it's only the second complaint I've said about them in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean,
they definitely, for how much they help me and I love having them around.
Right.
That's
a good pet peeve, though. Cords, when people don't have their own cords, like we go to the cabin, I bring my cords for me.
if you don't travel with your own cords and expect the people to have them at your house, you're a monster. And you need to take a good look in the mirror and think about every decision.
You know what's funny? I am the exact opposite of that. Sorry to interrupt. When I have people stay at my house, I get the guest room ready, get the sheets cleaned, get everything dusted. And I always make sure that there's a charging cord in their room for them.
I do too, but I'm talking about frequency.
Yes, you know,
we go
right.
to the cabin every weekend.
Yes,
you know, I don't want to share my cord.
It is a life hack. And this is, again, as somebody who, my mom watches Margo like crazy. My mom does so much. She makes food. She cleans up. She folds clothes. If the solution is just in advance, we talked about this, just in advance, I buy a pack of 20 cords.
There you go.
Done.
There you go.
And that's the solution.
Right.
It's like when you talk about there's things or like Justin just has to accept. I don't always shut cupboards. So if his life is he has to shut cupboards behind me, that's something he needs to accept.
And he says, you know,
he says that
she doesn't always clean up her crumbs. If I have to just clean up the crumbs all the time, that's a life hack.
It's just sometimes, especially the cord one. Okay.
Oh.
Jump on. I don't want to say where, but go to your local cord store.
You know the one.
It's one. Called the little mom and pop store.
It's on the corner. It's called Cords.
It's called Radio Shack. They still exist. Go to your local Radio Shack. Bust into an abandoned Radio Shack.
There you go.
Get some cords. Call it a day. Because if that's the solution to making your life better.
But the speakerphone, two people on a speakerphone in the same room as are you, that's annoying. I'm sorry. I get that one. You're going to have to just wear your earbuds. That's your hack.
My hack is if I know they're about to make a phone call.
Go downstairs.
I just put Go-Go in between them and go, good luck.
Good luck.
You guys are on your own.
Good luck.
You're on your own, kids. Okay, so I'm really glad. I hope my mom didn't hear that, Beverly.
I hope you're listening today. I can't wait to complete. Oh, that she just called and she's got the song to.
I had my phone on noise. I had my phone on noise because I wanted you to hear the Donna drop.
Whose call is that?
Oh, that was Jordan. That was my brother.
Because it's the sound from what?
Movie. That's James Bond.
James Bond.
GoldenEye.
Because I like to find it. I always have it lost. So the concept is, as I look cooler, if I'm running around, diving under the couch, looking for it to that song.
I wish I had the joy in my brain that you have. I don't know because you just found something fun in losing your cell phone. That to me is an annoyance and I can't stand when it happens, but you're like, I'm going to be all James Bond when I do. I just wish I could have that excitement.
How much cooler is it? Instead of me frantically looking for my phone, all of a sudden... I'm an action hero, finding my phone, having my husband call it. That's a life hack for you.
Genius. I love your joy.
Oh, my gosh. We have a fun guest coming up. Chef's surprise. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. It's Julia here for Hammernix Flooring Solutions. And we're just talking about cleaning our home, loving our home, and taking care of it. And one of the best ways to really have beauty in your home is starting with your floor and your hard surfaces, because they really set the tone for your whole home. And Hammernix has the most gorgeous selection, the largest selection in the upper Midwest, of everything you need in your carpets, in your floors, in your tiles, in your countertops. Plus, they have interior designers there that are going to help you stay within your budget if you want it. They work commercial, they work residential, and it's a family-run business. And the people that work there, everyone is so great. They love working there, and Hammernix treats everyone so well. Great pricing, great product. Great everything. Plus, if you need installers, they're on staff there, so you don't have to be your own general contractor with your flooring. You're going to love them. Go visit hammernix.com for more information.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Start talking. Patrick Richardson. Richards is here, our laundry evangelist, our man about town, a favorite guy who also has Mona Williams at the Mall of America. and he was just showing us pictures, and we're giggling. Hi, honey.
Hi.
We're so happy to have you.
I'm so excited
to be
here.
It's the three of us together.
I know. I'm so excited. So, I was just talking about our big hacks that we have as new moms, and you know this because I see you, especially last winter, I walked the mall almost 2 to 3 times a week. Like, I stop by Mona Williams, and I always stop by and look at 4 things and go, okay, bye.
I know. It's fun. I mean, how is business at the mall?
It's busy. It is so busy.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, traveling is back. People are traveling. They're shopping. It's just fun. You know, it's just kind of a fun time to come to the mall.
It's always fun to go there.
It is. And, you know, I mean, there's just things to look at and things to eat and roller coasters. I mean, really?
I know.
No, the log roller thing wasn't working the other day when we were there.
Oh, really? Oh,
it usually comes on a little bit later.
There we go.
It comes on around like noon.
It doesn't start the water yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So I think they did you a favor because like nothing's worse than getting wet in the morning and then walking around the mall.
Like the people who used to do that thing at the state fair, you know, that big water splash.
Oh, yeah.
At one of the entrances. I'm like, who does that at the state fair and walks around in those wet jeans?
I did that at a an amusement park or something, like one time when I was in high school, and I was like, that's it. I'm done with water rides forever.
Oh, forever.
And that's
forever.
It. I'm just done.
Because we go to Valley Fair, it's pretty close to our house.
Yeah.
And we decide the wave, I think it's called the wave, that's not allowed for anybody until we are
on your way
last
out.
Ride.
Oh, that was the one that you'd stand up on the bridge and people would splash at you?
Oh, see, but then you're in the car.
I know. Luckily...
I agree with all these things.
Yeah.
Luckily, you live 2 blocks away and you were
no,
on your
luckily we have
suit.
Bad cars, so we didn't have leather. So I was like, you know, like, go crazy. Yeah. Go crazy.
You just put the kids in the trunk.
Right? Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I have to ask you something. Do we want people to call us? We're doing a little bit of both today. So if you have a question for Patrick on how to take care of your lovely clothing, how do you clean your home, I think people want a little bit of a reminder because someone sent me some emails about the stainless steel.
Oh, that's the best.
But first, I know
That has sailed. Oh,
I know.
Changed my life.
I know. Really, it has.
Okay. I don't like that.
All right, so I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you like the Met Gala?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the Met Gala is Monday.
Right.
And Lori and I have been talking about it. And the Metropolitan Museum of Art, their show is called Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. It'll feature 250 items drawn from the Costume Institute's permanent collection, which have never been seen before, which would be really fun to go see.
Yeah, totally. We should go.
Oh, giving me ideas. You know I'm retiring.
I've heard, and I'm not happy, but whatever.
I know, but same. And so the official dress code is for people to enjoy is called the Garden in Time. What the heck do you think people are going to wear?
The Garden in Time. Well, obviously floral.
Yes.
The Garden of Time. Tons of florals. If I were going to go and I had a sewing machine,
Can you sew?
Sort of.
Okay.
I can make window treatments. I can't make you an outfit.
Yes. Okay.
So straight stitches. I'm good.
I understand a straight stitch. Yep.
Okay. So if I were going to go, I would go floral bodice and the ball skirt would be a giant clock.
Ooh.
Okay. Perfect.
That's gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's perfect.
Because I was talking to Quinn about this and he was kind of giving me a rundown about what Sleeping Beauty meant. And it's the idea that it's like you might actually be you're Patrick, so of course you know more than I do. Is like it's the idea of an outfit you can't really put on. It's like so delicate or so old,
like Marilyn Monroe's dress that Kim Kardashian
never worn. Exactly.
Kim Kardashian wore.
And ruined.
So I think there's something
if you're
to be said.
Kim.
Yeah, Kim, we're coming for you, Kim. Also, I've like Skims. I'm sorry, I've never worn them. I like it. They're nice. They're
so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I like that.
No,
I like that.
You gotta come for Kim quick. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Amy. If you know the reference,
we do.
What I was gonna say is, I think it'd be cool to have some sort of transitional kind of fall apart dress, like something that as you go out through the night, it kind of falls apart, and there'd be something under you or
like you
whatever.
Blossom.
Like it's kind of like a falling. Like it's so delicate. The material flakes off, like a shedding of the skin kind of thing. I think that would be a cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's fun. Even if the thing is, what would be the other thing that would be great is if you pulled that piece out of the designer archive that's never been, which is what they're doing for the exhibit.
Yes.
But if you are, so-and-so who always wears Ralph Lauren. I mean, it'd be fun to borrow something from Ralph Lauren that's never been shown.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be really fun, but I predict a lot of florals.
Okay, yeah. You do. All right, so have you been to one museum with a show of old costumes or designer things that you thought, this is just the bomb that everyone should go see?
I've been to a few of them at the Metropolitan.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite was the punk year. The year they did punk. That was my very favorite. I may have accidentally set off the alarms and turned all the lights on, but I was just trying to gesture toward a Chanel jacket.
It happens. That's how excited I get with a Chanel in the room.
My favorite, personally, just because she's my very favorite designer, was one year they did Schiaparelli and Prada. And Elsa Schiaparelli is my all-time favorite designer. And so I had never seen that many pieces of Schiaparelli at one time.
Beautiful.
That was pretty great. But usually those exhibitions at the Met are pretty wonderful.
Oh, I've never been.
Well, they're pretty wonderful because they put them in context.
Yeah.
So it's really great to see this very fragile dress from, you know, the 20s.
Yeah.
But it's more fun if, like, behind it, they'll have photographs of comparable things or things that were going on so that you understand the time in which the dress was, which I think really adds to the...
It layers. There's, like, there's a depth to it.
I love that.
Yeah, that's so cool.
All right, I see our trip coming up. Well, okay, we're going.
Game on.
We're going.
Two of us still have jobs, so we're going to have to figure that out.
I know. Well, you guys can pay. we'll use your point. Well, I've got some points. Is it Terry or Tony?
Terry.
Okay, Terry, you're on My Talk. How are you today?
Hi.
Hi. Hello. I'm so happy to talk to you guys and Patrick.
How are you?
I've been out to the store, bought some soap flakes. Yay. We love it. We use it all. Yeah. But here's the situation. I got a situation.
All right.
So we moved to northern Minnesota this last year. Hard water up here.
Yep. Oh, yes, there is. Minnesota. Yep.
Yeah. We have a water softener.
Yep.
But we have a glass door walk-in shower.
Yep.
Glass door looks like it has spots on it. I cannot get those doors to stay. I've never been able to get the spots off of them. Let's just say that. So... what the heck?
It's iron in the water is what's happening.
What's happening is, and it actually mixes, the soap mixes with the hard water and it creates something called soap scale.
Yeah.
That's not soap scum. It's so much harder than soap scum. I mean, here we're going to have to get a little aggressive.
I'm ready.
Take notes.
All right. So we're going to mix, I'm going to use it just in cups because it's easier for me. We're going to say a cup of rubbing alcohol. A cup of vinegar and 7 or 8 tablespoons of cornstarch. You're going to put that in a spray bottle and you're going to shake it like the devil. And then that is what you're going to use to clean it. And you need to use it with a sponge because you're going to get the grit from the cornstarch and the abrasion from the sponge, and that is going to do it. And then just wipe it off. And I mean, what I just told you is how to make a glass cleaner to clean outside. It will clean your shower, and then you just wipe it off. But it will work.
I'm going to stop working now for the rest of the day and go clean my shower. I'm so excited.
And you can Venmo us.
Yeah, right. But just listen, guys. We have this trip to pay for now.
Yeah. Keep listening.
This is great.
But also, like, so, it is 4:30, so you did put in a full day. Exactly.
Maybe do this tomorrow, right?
Yeah. You know, if that happened, yes. I could certainly...
Maybe just some brownies. I don't know.
Are you listening up north?
Every day online.
Oh, nice. So this is an online night. You're so clear.
Yeah.
Look at that technology. Well, no,
she's calling through the phone.
I know. Just shut up.
No, I'm calling. I'm calling through the phone, and I have a good headset for work, but I always have you guys on my computer. But you guys are funny. I just got that. Hey, Patrick, question, though. Do I need to leave it sit on those doors for a while?
It's going
to
just come off. You just use it like glass kidding. Cleaner. No.
If I have soap scum right here in Woodbury, can I use this?
Yeah, you sure can.
Because this is, because I
It'll
have
It'll still work
stuff.
Even in Woodbury.
What?
Yes, in Woodbury it works too.
In a different
way. But you guys, but they are the same time zone, so yeah. That's why it works. That makes sense. That checks out.
All right. Yeah. They're going to give me crap forever. Good. Thank you, honey, for calling, Terry. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Love
yeah.
you.
Okay, bye-bye. Should we take one more quick one? All right, let's try to do a quick one. Sharon Lee, you're on my talk. Hi.
Hey, so I use all his products. I have a dog grooming business, and now I also use his soap flake. Great, because they're usually allergic to all the other stuff.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Well, this is a cleaning, and I went to your cat.
Oh, awesome.
Who knew? Anyway, so it's a cleaning thing, too. So I have hard water and water softener and first time. And the toilet has this mineral ring on it. Yes, can I get anything other than using a stone, a pumice stone, to get that darn thing off?
Okay.
I'm so excited to get to tell you this.
He's turning red.
He really
is. I'm so excited to tell you this.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what you do. You can scrub it out with baking soda. But this is so fun that I get to talk about the toilet on the radio.
I'm in a colonoscopy prep right now. I'm doing it.
Oh, then this is... Timing couldn't be better.
That's right.
Okay.
Although... We have a show. Can yeah. talk about toilets?
So, right, true enough. So, you can buy online. You can get them from like Amazon or you can get them anywhere. You can buy these things called toilet magnets. And you put these in the tank of the toilet, you will never have that ring again. So you scrub it out with a pumice stone or whatever, but then you put these little magnets down in the tank and you'll never have it again. About once every 6 months, you take the magnets out and you clean them and then you drop them back in. They are hysterical, but it is amazing how well they work.
They work. Oh, thank you, Grant.
Nice.
Wait. What does the magnets do?
The magnets actually absorb all they absorb all of the iron that's in the water.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they're incredible.
They are.
So is there going to be stuff on the magnets?
Yes, and about every 6 months, you just scrub them off and put them back.
What do you use to scrub them off?
I just use dish soap.
Listen, lady, I feel like...
I mean, Sharon Lee wants to know, and I'm going to tell Sharon Lee.
Sharon Lee wants to do something that I never do, as I ask, why does that work? Yeah. And I appreciate these thinkers out there. I have never gone, how does this internet work?
So you just wash it with dish soap, and they'll come out, it'll come clean.
Okay, why doesn't it... Okay, I got another one. Why would it wash off with soap? With the magnets and not wash off with soap in the toilet.
Because it's not porcelain, it's metal.
All right.
That was a free one. Look at that. Good one. You can Venmo our New York trip too.
Yeah, exactly.
Love.
Sharon's picking up dinner.
I love her.
Sharon Lee, we got to take a break. You're so darling. Everyone's darling. We're going to take a quick break. It's just Julia. That's going to be my new Instagram. Just Julia. Anyway, I'm here to talk to you about Minneapolis Plastic Surgery. Last night, we had a really fun event there, and it was fun having our listeners come and ask questions to Dr. Jarvis. And, of course, Dr. Tholen is there and Dr. Singh. And Minneapolis Plastic Surgery is the place kind of we started with a long time ago, and we secretly had brow lifts that we never told anyone about, and times have changed. And then Lori went and had a facelift last summer, and she's like, I'm going to be open about it, because we always wonder what age you, if you want to do this, what's a good age to do it? What should you be looking for? And I just love Lori's open honesty. They do a great job there, but you can have a complimentary consultation. Call them or visit them at mpsmn.com. They're wonderful. And just get all your questions answered, because they're going to tell you the truth, what your skin is like, what to expect. It's all there at Minneapolis Plastic Surgery. Okay, we're going to Hollywood speak one thing, and then we're getting to all of our callers.
Hollywood!
Okay, I sent you this.
Hollywood, speak it!
Oh, gosh. Where's my slingshot? You know, this is our very last time together, us three.
Oh.
Hollywood.
No, I don't want that.
I don't either.
I'm in denial.
We're denying it, but this is our last. So let's just breathe and look at each other and love up each other. So you are going to read. Did you guys hear that Rosie O'Donnell is going to be the new love interest for Cynthia Nixon and Just Like That.
Wait a minute.
You were supposed to read it because I sent it to you.
Well, first off, here's the thing. I did read it and I was trying to feed into it like a professional. So you're a monster.
I'm sorry that you're so professional and I'm not.
Wow.
It's Britney Witch.
I was literally going to be like, so who's going to, is she going to replace Che Diaz? Is she not coming back? Knowing that that all was going to be true.
Oh, fine. I just want to cut to the chase. We've got calls.
Let's cut to the chase. Che Diaz is out. We don't know for sure, to be honest, though, if Rosie, there's speculation that it will be Miranda's love interest.
Right.
They're hoping that'll be, her character's name is Mary. She posted a picture of episode 301 that she is in. And that is all you need to know from that story.
And Just Like That, Patrick, are you watching?
I'm not. Kind of behind.
Okay, just behind. You're busy. Yeah. You're busy. You're building a laundry empire.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
And it, honestly,
the demand for you is high.
Yeah, it is. It is so worth a hate watch. I love it. And I hate it. And I love it. Last season, when they went to Chipotle and did like a secret like brand showing and acting like they would go eat lunch in Chipotle, I was like, tell me more.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of it. When they went to the Apple store, okay.
Yeah. I'm not as into it, going to the Apple store. I mean, going to Chipotle.
I think so.
I mean,
like,
I get it.
Just like the product placement of it all, the things that they have done this season. Che Diaz was so cringe. All of it. I highly recommend watching it and just enjoying how cringe it is.
I really liked it. I agree. Really? And I enjoyed it too.
No. I love that, but we've only got 5 minutes and we got three callers.
All right.
These guys waited first? On hold. We've got Morgan. They waited through the commercial
break. Morgan, you are on My Talk.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
I am doing great now that I'm talking to you. How are you?
So good. So good. What do you want to ask Patrick? Because I know that's why people are calling.
Okay. So I was on vacation over the weekend, and my sweet boyfriend did some laundry for me.
Oh, don't we love him?
And he wanted to help out. Love him dearly. He put the liquid detergent straight on a sweatshirt that now has that little grease stain on it.
Yeah. Okay, it'll come out if you soak it in vinegar.
Vinegar.
Just soak it in some vinegar and water, and that'll take it right out.
Okay, even if it's been through the dryer already?
Yeah, just soak it a little while. I mean, soak it a couple hours.
Okay.
It'll be okay. And maybe even, you know what I would do, actually, now that I'm thinking about it? I'd soak it in vinegar, and then when I washed it, I'd throw in a little baking soda.
Okay.
Yep, it'll come right out. Don't give back the ring. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Awesome. And you can turn that into a nice salad dressing after as well.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
Morgan, thanks for listening. All right, who's next, honey?
Gail, we got Gail.
Gail. Hi, Gail.
Gail, you're on My Talk. How are you today?
I'm so great. Thank you so much. Patrick, I got a good question for you.
Oh, good. I'm ready.
Okay. My daughter from her college got a vintage sweatshirt that's never been washed.
Oh.
But the person that gave it to her said, the problem is it's a white sweatshirt and it has red letters.
Yep.
And they've been known to then bleed the red. Oh,
yep.
I'm sorry?
We're listening. Yeah.
So it would bleed the red. So how do I protect it so it doesn't bleed when I wash it?
Okay, first you want to wash it with a color catcher. You can buy those at the grocery. They're going to be with the laundry products. They're color catchers or color grabbers. But here's the bigger thing I want to tell you. If it bleeds, and it may, depending on how vintage it is, if it bleeds, you can buy something called Color Run Remover. And that will take it. And all of a sudden, I just thought of Carbona. I just forgot the brand name for a second. Carbona Color Run Remover. And that'll take it out if it bleeds. So absolutely no reason to panic. Sounds like fun, and shout out to Vintage Sweatshirt.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a great day.
You too.
Loving listening to you.
You too. You are so fun.
I love Gail. Gail, get a job.
I'm retiring.
Yeah, right. If you're near Gail, we're on university, just pop in.
Come on over.
Okay, those color catchers are everything.
Yeah, they're incredible.
And for our friend who called first, who's up north somewhere with the iron in the water, I would have stains on my sheets and stuff, and I would never wash anything I liked at the cabin ever.
Mm-hmm.
The color catchers, you'd only use like a tear or half a sheet at the most. They work for everything.
Yeah, they're incredible.
They work for everything. Okay, Roseanne, we're going to...
Roanne.
Roanne, we're going to try to get you in before the break. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, and I'm going to miss you guys. I love you all, but Patrick's my spirit animal. And I went to my books, and I watched you on Kelly and Jason, and this one's a little weird. I have this beautiful tunic I want to wear for Saturday, and I themed it out, and there's two little spots on it. And it looks like maybe foundation. But can I get these out without having the big ring around the spot?
Yes. Okay, this is easy. So put a towel under it, under the stain, like inside the tunic, under the stain. Take, you know, your brush and some soap and just scrub those little spots and then blot them with clear water. Like, imagine that you're rinsing them. Here's the most important part. Take a hairdryer and dry it. That'll help you not have the ring.
Okay, got you. So when you say soap, like the bar laundry soap,
yep,
I have all your stuff.
Yep, the bar of laundry soap and the horsehair brush, and just scrub it and then rinse with a towel. The reason you're putting the other towel under it is to keep the water from spreading much farther than you need it to, and then blow dry it. You'll be good to go.
Oh, thank you. Love you guys.
Mm. Thank you so
much. Thanks, Roanne.
I know it. All right, is that Cindy?
Cindy, she's from last night, she said. She's got a quick one about paint, and we have very little time.
All right, Cindy, okay. Really quick, go.
Oh, quick. Paint splatter, off-white paint on honeycomb shades.
Okay.
I don't want to go at it, yeah.
Yeah, so here's the trick to latex paint. Soak for 3 days and then scrape it off.
Okay, can you do it just a little part of it?
It's on a blind.
Yeah. You can't do a little part of it, no.
Okay.
Move. Right. You have to move.
I'll let it alone.
Yeah, okay. Leave it be.
Yes. It's only off-white. Okay. Hopefully your blinds are off-white, too. Oh, shoot. Yeah, thanks for waiting.
All right, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is My Talk.